This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن تحدو ركب عزتنا وتسمو.
Be prepared to work hard. Be prepared to work hard. In our world, sometimes, you know, in the culture of, I don't know, reality TV, I don't know if people in Malaysia and other countries in the East have this phenomenon, but in the West we have this phenomenon of reality TV and, you know, these contests online and, I mean, on the television, where people are kind of given this idea that you can be an overnight success. There are kind of quick fixes to achieving goals, but no, you have to be prepared to work hard if you're going to achieve your goals. And I know that can sound like a bit negative to some people, but if you don't realize that, if you don't realize that actually I'm going to have to work hard, I'm going to have to show up every single day if I want to achieve this, then you're going to be living in delusion and you're going to be very disappointed. So I'm telling you now, there's no quick fix. There's no overnight success. You work hard. You become a muhsin, and with every single challenge or every single thing that you're about to do, you ask yourself, what can I do that will bring excellence to this thing? What can I do that will add so much benefit that it's beyond everyone's expectations? And if you come with that attitude to any area of your life, you're going to stand out, and not just stand out, but you will be head and shoulders above everyone else in terms of your excellence and your aspiration. So be prepared to work hard. Yeah, you're going to have to wake up every day. Maybe you're going to have to wake up earlier than everybody else. Whatever it takes, be prepared to do that. We have some great people who we can really read their biographies, read their words and benefit from. Somebody even who just passed away very recently, somebody like Muhammad Ali, rahimahullah, the boxer. You know, one of his amazing quotes that I will always take with me and carry with me is when he said, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit, suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." And subhanAllah, you know, I'm not a boxer, and I'm sure you guys aren't boxers either. I mean, we're not trying to become the heavyweight champion of the world in terms of that sport. But that quote is just so powerful, right? That sometimes when you're on the path to excellence, yeah, you know, the hard work that it takes, the planning, the training that it takes can be something that isn't very enjoyable, to be frank. You know, it's hard work. It means it's not glamorous. It's something that you have to work towards. But don't quit, he says. Suffer now, meaning go through that training, go through that difficulty now, and live the rest of your life with the benefit of that hard work that you did.
سنتنا